Well, I see this is kind of like church. Not everybody wants to sit in the front row, but I want you to know I'm delighted to be here, and thank you for participating. You know, there were a couple of questions you asked me about, and I'm going to try and put them in a larger context, but, you know, you said, what impact does the youth of Nebraska truly have on the state and its future? And I'll get into more detail, but you are the future. So many of our policies are really designed about you and what we're trying to do, beginning with, for me, the top two priorities are education and jobs. How do we give you the very best education we can, and then how do we create jobs to keep you here in Nebraska? And I'll go into a little more detail. And then you also said, how exactly are we supposed to get our voice out there and make an impact? Well, let me suggest a couple things to you. First of all, today's event. You're going to have an opportunity to share with me when we're done, after I've spoke, what's on your mind. What do you want to share with me? What questions do you want answered? More importantly, maybe there's some issue you want me to deal with. Secondly, in your own communities, if you want to have an impact, meet with your elected officials, meet with your community leaders, meet with your business leaders, and share your concerns with them. That's how you can make a difference. And then volunteer. There's nothing to stop you from volunteering right now. We need your energy. We need your enthusiasm in so many different organizations where you can make a difference. And then the final thing I'd just share with you in that regard is, most importantly, get a good education. If you want to make a difference and a real impact, you get a good education, and then with the hard work as an adult, you can go do and be whatever you want in life. You can impact on your community, your state, and frankly, our nation. You'd be surprised what a difference you can make. So I want to start out with that, and let me give you the broader picture of what we're trying to do here in Nebraska and where we're at compared to the rest of the country. First of all, I'm very, very proud of our state and our citizens because we're in better financial shape than almost any other state in America right now. And I've been on Fox and MSNBC and CNBC, and they always ask me, well, what's different about Nebraska? You guys got something different in the water out there? And I tell them, yeah, there's a big difference. We got a lot more common sense out here in Nebraska than you do in New York City and Los Angeles. And the reality is there's a lot of truth to that. And you're very, very fortunate to grow up in the Midwest where, you know, your parents, your grandparents talk to you about the difference between right and wrong. Learning more than just a book, but what really does go on in the world. And sometimes, you know, I think we see on the coast some people are pretty book smart, but they can't apply it to common day, everyday life that we all experience. Now, the other thing that really maybe is the most important reason of all that we're in better shape than the rest of the country is a very fundamental financial principle they've forgotten about sometimes. In Nebraska and out here in the Midwest, we don't spend money we don't have. Think about that. Pretty simple, pretty basic. But when you don't spend money you don't have, your family budget doesn't get in trouble, your business budget doesn't get in trouble, and in state government, we don't get in trouble. We are able to balance our books, balance our budget by controlling spending, not by raising taxes. In fact, over the 7 years that I've been governor, we have focused on modernizing our economic incentive programs to allow more businesses to expand here, to attract more businesses here. We passed the largest tax relief package in the history of the state because if you aren't tax competitive, if you aren't business friendly, businesses aren't going to locate in your state. They're not going to expand. Well, when I talk about those incentive programs, that's what we call the Nebraska Advantage. Well, in the last 6.5 years, more than 265 companies have decided they want to expand or locate here in our state. They're going to invest more than $5.9 billion in our economy and create more than 19,000 new jobs. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day, education and jobs, as I began my remarks today. We're trying to make sure we create an environment where young people have the opportunity to get a terrific education in our state, create jobs that will keep you here, create jobs that will allow our middle-class families to expand their opportunities so they can take care of their families. Well, the end result of all those priorities is Nebraska has the second lowest unemployment rate in America at 4.2%. And I want to put that in perspective for you, okay? 4.2%, we kind of take that for granted. Well, let me just share with you the states that border us east and west, who are both doing relatively well, Wyoming and Iowa. They're sitting at 6%, about 40% higher than we are. Go to Colorado and Missouri. They're at 8.5, below the national average of 9.1, but twice what we are. To put this in perspective, how much better shape than we are in the rest of the country. And it's because we've also diversified our economy. We've expanded our technology sector. Our biotechnology sector has been growing at about 19 or 20% a year for the last 7 years. We've got a very strong insurance and financial sector. We have one of the nation's top agriculture economies. In fact, I don't know how many of you read a Time magazine article this summer that we certainly all got a kick out of. Time magazine had on the front of the cover, "Want to become richer than a banker? Become a farmer." And they did a story about Nebraska agriculture and how successful it is today. Commodity prices, cattle, alternative energy. When you start to think about agriculture today, it's not just farms and ranches. It's alternative energy, ethanol, for example. It's the food processing industry that goes on in our state. It's much bigger than what we traditionally think of. But we've decided, hey, we don't want to rest on our laurels. We've got to continue to move forward. So during the past legislative session, we passed the Talent and Innovation Initiative to help build on our innovation economy because it's really about our future. How do we stay ahead of everybody else? We're competing in a global economy, not just against Wyoming and Colorado, but really India, Pakistan, and China. Well, one of the programs I want to share with you today on that Talent and Innovation Initiative is a program that only Nebraska is doing among all 50 states. It's called the Nebraska Internship Program. And what we're doing is we're working with the business community. For every new internship they'll create, we'll match it dollar for dollar. This program started on June 1st. And on June 1st when we started, we had redirected $1.5 million from our job training cash fund to this program. In the first 90 days, from June to the end of September, more than $1 million was committed to the Nebraska Internship Program. And to qualify, you have to be in your third or fourth year of a four-year institution or the second year of a community college. And what we're really trying to do with this is give young people like yourself the opportunity to go out and have an internship in your chosen field. Find out, hey, is that what I really want to do? Two, if you do really well, I know what's going to happen. They're going to want to hire you when you graduate from college. And for the employer, hey, it's a win-win. Again, they get to see you in action. They get to find out, are you a potentially a good employee, and they're not taking a chance. So everybody wins on this program. And our entire effort, we want it all across the state. This is not about Lincoln and Omaha. This is about Chadron, Alliance, Scottsbluff, Holdrege, McCook, Valentine, and every other community in our state. I tried to tell the business community, here's your chance. Because everybody says, oh, we can't do it in rural Nebraska. Yes, you can. Bring these young people like yourself back to any rural community, medium-sized community, and show them we have jobs right here in Chadron. Because if they don't know about it, how are you going to stay here? So we think this is going to be a very, very successful program. The other thing that we did during this legislative session is we invested $25 million in Innovation Campus at the University of Nebraska. And I want to emphasize, this is more than just the University of Nebraska and Lincoln. This is all about developing public-private partnerships that are going to be connected to the university, but it's about food, fuel, and water. The very essence of the ag economy in this state and rural Nebraska, and the opportunity we hope to bring in private sector companies who will want to benefit from young people, undergraduate, graduate students, who would be involved in research and development with these companies. Now, this is a process that will take some time. You're not going to fill up Innovation Campus overnight. We need to have some patience. But again, we think this can be a great project for the University of Nebraska and, in fact, the entire state. The other thing I wanted to share with you a little bit, when you talk about are you having an impact, every time I think about education, you're having an impact, because we are trying to share with everyone and to appreciate. Maybe for your parents, a high school education was sufficient. That no longer works. If you don't have a college education, it's going to be hard to get a really good job. So we're trying to stress to young people, you need at least 2 years and preferably 4 years of college. We changed the high school graduation requirements effective with the class that will graduate in 2015, that you have to have 4 years of English and 3 years of math, science, and social studies. And if we don't do that, you're not going to be prepared for college or for the opportunity to go into the workforce. And so we're trying to strengthen our education requirements in that regard so that we're better prepared for the future. We're trying to increase our high school graduation rates, to increase our college going rate. All of this comes together. If we're going to try to attract more highly paid jobs, we need a more highly educated workforce, and that's what we're really focused on. They go hand in hand. The other thing I want to just share with you, this year I have the opportunity to be the chair of the National Governors Association. The first time that a Nebraska governor's had this privilege in 60 years. And it's really a reflection of I think, our economic performance as why I was chosen. Well, I share that with you because my initiative this year with the National Governors Association is simply growing state economies. What can governors do to help grow their state economy? Not what we have to depend on the federal government for, but what we can do in our individual states. And we're going to have four economic development summits all across America. One we just had in Hartford, Connecticut. One in Nashville, Tennessee next month. In late January in Seattle, Washington. And then I'm bringing the group to Nebraska in April to try to develop essentially a white paper. 12 to 15 ideas that governors could use if they want to create more jobs in their state. Well, I just want to share with you what happened when we were in Hartford, Connecticut about 10 days ago. First of all, it's a different area of the United States. They're concerned about regionalism, but in a different way than we might be worried about our border, for example, with Wyoming. I could take probably four or five of the northeastern states, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, Maine, a bunch of them, and put them inside Nebraska. When they talk about regionalism, they can go to three different states within 30 minutes. A vastly different geography, so to speak, than we are here in the Midwest. Secondly, I mentioned to you about our unemployment rate. Well, if you're living in the northeastern part of our country right now, basically the unemployment rates are 9%, 10%, 11%, or 12%. 2 to 3 times as high as we are here in the Midwest. So they're struggling. They're challenged. They've got aging infrastructure. They've got communities that are aging. Instead of what we've done in many cases here in Nebraska over the last decade, communities have gotten together and say, look, we're going to modernize. We're going to make sure we have the facilities that benefit a 21st century state, a 21st century economy that will keep young people here. So it's a vast contrast right now relative to what's going on, particularly in the northeastern part of our state, and I just share that with you. Finally, I want you to know you really are Nebraska's future leaders. We want you to live in Nebraska. We want you to get a job in Nebraska. We want you to raise your family in Nebraska. The quality of life here is second to none. I can share a whole bunch of ideas with you in that regard. And I know a lot of people, you know, particularly when you're a young person, you feel like, gee, I got to go to another state because it'll be better. Well, go experience that. You'll find out it's not true. And then you come back to Nebraska because we want you here for a lifetime. With that, let me stop and let's have a conversation. I'll try to answer your questions the best I can.